Virtual schools let kids learn at home with the help of online instruction from teachers and one-on-one guidance from parents. Their enrollment is small compared to traditional brick-and-mortar schools, but supporters had a huge presence at a state capitol hearing and beforehand at a rally.
So I'd like to hear from all the kids one time. Just whooping up kids.
Rose Hernandez heads the Wisconsin Coalition of Virtual School Families, which organized the massive turnout. She supports a plan by GOP Assemblyman Brett Davis that would let virtual schools operate the way they do now. Hernandez says it would address the concerns laid out in a recent appeals court ruling that said virtual schools were breaking the law in Wisconsin. She says without the change, virtual schools will shut down.
It's truly a desperate situation. There is no other option like this. If this is taken away, nothing is like this.
Cindy Ditter has two kids. Her daughter attends public school. Her son used to do the same, but he suffered from extreme anxiety attacks. Now he attends a virtual school.
We don't want our child, who just has a different vehicle to learn his education, why should he be left behind? Why should he not have the same opportunities that our daughter does just because she is able to use a different form of education?
Democratic state senators are advancing a competing plan that would also change the law as it pertains to virtual schools. But advocates don't like that version because they say it would cut virtual school funding in half. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.